Welcome to Jaws of Justice Radio on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. It's Monday morning. My name is Teresa Wilkie. Today, we air again The Day Room Club by Patty Pruitt, a play that gives you a listen inside prison and a glimpse at the stories of some of the women incarcerated there. This is a production of Prison Performing Arts out of St. Louis. To bring our show to a conclusion, we will have a short conversation with Patty's daughter, Jane Watkins, about not having her mother with their family for over 30 years, and a plea for you to contact Governor Parsons asking him to grant Patty clemency. There will be no calendar of events or 420 drug war news this week. We want to thank today's engineer, Keith Washburn. Now, to the Day Room Club.
Prison Performing Arts and the Theater Company of the Women's Eastern Reception Diagnostic and Correctional Center in Vandalia, Missouri, proudly present a podcast recording of The Day Room Club by Patty Pruitt, produced with support from Reflective Media Productions and directed for radio by Christopher Limber. And now, please welcome playwright Patty Pruitt.
Welcome to the Day Room Club. I'm Patty Pruitt, a prisoner. A few years ago, I wrote and submitted this play to Bleak House Publishing and won a Takinda Literary Award for Best Play, 2014. That same year, our prison performing arts director, Agnes Wilcox, allowed us to stage it. The Day Room Club was a huge hit in the prison because that audience saw themselves in each character. Our friends and family, who came in to see it, were both entertained and enlightened. By the way, since I wrote this play, smoking is no longer allowed in Missouri prisons, so this is a bit dated. The voices you are about to hear are actual inmates, my friends who are locked up with me. Their character stories are not their stories. I'm the only one playing myself. Now, if you've never been to prison, you're curious. If you've done time, you'll compare your experiences with ours. If you've ever been a guest of WERDCC in Vandalia, Missouri, you'll hear the truth. We hope you enjoy The Day Room Club.
Act One, Meet the Members.
Here in the middle of the afternoon.
Who knows, Tracy? Probably found a gate open someplace.
They don't tell us squat.
Right.
No. Patty, teach me to crochet. It may not be as easy as you think. I'm not crafty like you, but I've always wanted to learn. I should have learned in the 80s during one of my earlier bids, but I never sat down to.
Hey, Patty, I got a nugget, a big one. I just tried to get toilet paper from the Rotunda, but they wouldn't let me get it because they got Jess and Nicole out there interrogating. Jess is sitting in the Rotunda, and they got Nicole in the back hallway with three white shirts, grilling her like a bratwurst. Nicole has that smirk on her face, but Jess looks scared. That one guard shooed me away from the window, but I guarantee I'll get the whole story on the next smoke break.
Boy, Amy, you should join the CIA when you get out. You'd be a great spy.
Thanks.
Line up for smoke break. Line up on your level. If you live upstairs, line up upstairs.
Yep, I'd be good at it, too. Or I could be a TV reporter with breaking news, a hair new enemy.
Hey, Ducky, do albinos get stretch marks?
What?
Am I stupid for wondering things like that?
Yes!
Dang!
Yes.
Yes.
Just ask for one smoke, please. One. Do you think I asked for the land of her best trick?
Bull Amy. She's got kids.
I know.
I remember when she was a girl. As soon as she got out of Orno, she cut all her hair off, sagged her pants, started acting like a man, cupcaking all over campus.
Yeah.
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 Jones, Hazel Jones, 113752A3, come to the Rotunda in full grace. Jones.
Yep, that reminded me of when they buzzed all those girls' heads in R&O because of the lice, and no one knew who the boys were.
Yes.
Were any of you here then?
Yes.
The whole camp was totally confused.
Yeah.
Amy, I worked laundry then, and it was a mess.
Mm.
We washed lice-infested loaves into the night for weeks.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Miss Patty.
Yes, Bird?
I need your help. Can you come here?
Sure. I got this legal stuff last night. It's about child support for my little girls. They're with their daddy's mom right now in separate towns, and their families are taking care of them because I'm in here. But I'm scared. They want to take them away from me. Adopt them. They've talked about it. And right now, they won't even take collect calls. I can't buy minutes until state pay hits, and they may not even take my calls then.
Bird, honey, you owe over $7,000 in child support.
Oh.
And they want to take your prison pay.
I only make $7.50 a month until my GED results get back. And I'll just get a dollar more a month if I get my GED. So I'll make a whopping $8.50. But I'm going to try and get onto the factory. Even then, I'll never pay back $7,000. Never. Hey, Mickey, you work there. What's the starting pay at the sewing factory?
30 cents an hour. Top pay is 71 cents, but it will be a long, long time before you get that, if ever.
Oh.
Jones! Jones! Come to the return in full grace. Jones!
Bird, let's write a letter to DFS explaining about your incarceration.
$7,000? Are you freaking serious? MVE pays 30 cents. What's that a month, Mickey?
Around 30, if you don't miss any time.
Thank God you don't smoke, Bird.
Yeah.
But you do have to budget in your necessities. Toothpaste, toothbrush, shampoo, all your hygienes. And you know you'd love to save up for a pair of tennis shoes so you can get out of those hard state boots.
Mm-hmm.
And a t-shirt so you won't have to wear that hot polyester uniform top this summer.
$7,000? Oh.
And then I said to the CO, there is no rules saying that. And he said he just made one up. Did they do that, Tracy? Just make up rules like that.
They do, Tessa. Hey, what's for dinner? I haven't got my glasses on. What's that menu say?
It's... Oh, yakisoba.
Jones, Jones, Hazel, come to the return in full grace. You have a visit.
Queenie!
Hazel!
You got a visit?
Can't you hear him?
I hear him. I had to put my shoes on. Jeez!
Have a good visit.
Thanks, Miss Patty. It's my baby.
So I told her, keep my name out your mouth, bitch.
You be tripping hard, Michelle.
Bitch! I was only out one day. I went to the Columbia bus stop, bought two tall boys, met a guy. The officer was upstairs waiting on me, so I ran and jumped in that guy's truck, got high, got drunk, nodded off in JCPenney's while stealing, got arrested. I was out one lousy day.
Anybody an extra roll-up? One roll-up I can have, please? No. Anybody? I'll pay you back, I promise. My grandma's putting some money on my books when her check comes in.
That's what they always say.
Yeah. Hey, where's my lighter? Somebody stole my freaking lighter.
Mickey, let's do something special for her birthday. She'll never expect it.
This is going to be so awesome. Hey, I'll make some fudge like Water Baby taught me with them sugar cubes and peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. It'll surprise the crap out of her. I got a Hershey bar and a saving that will melt on top. But can you keep it new on your side so I don't eat it?
Sure, Jess, but who's gonna watch me?
Girl, we've been in line for hours. What is the holdup?
Look, it was in my shirt, my lighter. Good thing I found it. I hate to have to beat the
whole
damn.
Come on, girl.
Act 2, Perspective.
Smoke break. If you're in line and you have your ID, go smoke. Quiet in the return. No break. Smoke break.
Well, that CEO's finally outside with the smoke. Hurry up before he makes me secure the door.
I love Saturdays. Off work, yeah.
Whatever, Ducky. Never could get along with that parole officer. One time she called me in, Faye, and you'll never believe this.
These cigarettes are killing me. I gotta quit.
Well, you're gonna quit come April the 1st.
Dang it.
Bird, do you have any other letters from the state about child support and custody?
Yeah, I think.
Let me look in my foot locker. I'll be right back.
Hey,
anonymous smoke break. But while Bird's gone, I gotta tell you that it trips me out how much she has grown. I know where she comes from, her family. Hell, they had that girl cooking dope before she was in high school. Pretty cool to see her trying so many new things. Patty, you're a big part of that. She really looks up to you.
I'm really proud of Bird, but it's not me. She's a special kid.
I heard she's never even read a book until she got locked up. Yeah.
She's come a long way. Her people are hardcore redneck racists, like neo-Nazis.
What?
Here she comes.
This is all I got. We were just talking about you, Bird, weren't we, Amy?
What?
We're proud of your accomplishments
yes.
and how much you've grown as a person. I know you've got that GED in the bag, and you're reading important books, I'm really thinking.
Those Holocaust books got me thinking about all the lies I've been told all my life. I don't want to be a part of hateful thinking anymore. I want to know the truth.
You're a seeker, Bird. That's what Father Bean would call you, a seeker. And Bird is a perfect name for you. You're soaring now and have raised your perspective.
What does that mean? Perspective?
Perspective is your point of view, how you look at things. Climb up on the roof and look down. You'll see things from a different perspective.
Yeah, like they'd shoot you down.
Okay, bad analogy. Doesn't the room look different from your top bunk than it does from the floor?
Uh-huh.
My view of prison was way different before I came in. I was scared to death of the bad girls.
Bird, I was scared too. Just a kid my first time.
Amy, don't straddle the chair.
Right.
You'll get in trouble for a sexual.
What?
All right. The girls in county really yanked my chain and had me expecting the worst. Yuck, yuck, yuck. I thought I'd be fighting all the time.
Exactly. But when I got here, I realized that we inmates are no different than free women. Ah, here come the smokers. We all just want some love, right, girls?
Yeah. Don't forget to throw in a few hot meals, too.
And a sleep number bed. Feels like I'm sleeping on a pile of rocks.
Me too. Yeah,
I do some love, all right? Some real loving. Some Channing Tatum love.
Woo!
Yeah. I'll take Brad Pitt. I give Angelina a run for her money.
Me too. I give Angelina a run for her money, but not the way that you move.
Give me Antonio Banderas, you know, Desperado.
Yeah, but that George Clooney beats them all.
I know he's an old guy, but I've always had a thing for Sean Connery. 007.
The lead singer for Nickelback, Chad Kroeger.
Denzel. Frickin' Washington.
Woo, yeah.
Training Day. Now there's a man.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
well, Channing Tatum beats them all. Did you see that Magic Mike movie about the male strippers? I saw it before I came in. Did they show it here?
No. We'll never see it. We can't see anything racier than PG.
You never guess that this is an adult institution.
Right.
By the
right.
cartoons they show us. Patty, does this chain look right? Am I crocheting now?
Somebody left their panties in shower 4.
Amy!
Coming!
What is wrong with maintenance? That shower's so freaking frigid, I froze my butt off.
Not all of it.
All lost sheep Bible study to the chapel. All lost sheep Bible study to the chapel.
That chain looks awful, Mick. You're not crocheting yet. Rip it out.
What did they say?
Church, chapel, go pray. Are you serious, Patty?
Yes.
Looks good to me.
They call it chapel. Come on, Jeannie.
I heard the chaplain got a new office chair, and that's the best chair in the whole world.
He must pray for
it. I'm not waiting. Jeannie, see you there. Maybe. Bye.
5-minute inside recreation movement. 5-minute inside recreation movement.
I'm going to rec to get some nuggets.
I wonder if you'll find out about Jess and Nicole.
I bet you will.
Yeah. We don't call Miami Gossip Girl for nothing. Hey, Ducky. What did medical do for you?
Just what we thought. Gave me a box of generic sinus pills and told me to drink more water. For my knees.
I got the same sinus pills and advice for my gallbladder.
That's what they gave me for my acid reflux.
I'll probably get sinus pills for this leg.
Hey, Bert.
Let's sort these papers out by date. Mick, you unravel that yarn and start over. I'm not kidding, Mickey. You have to concentrate. I've taught thousands of girls how to crochet, and I know you can learn, but you must follow the directions and focus. Focus.
What? Can't you say what it is?
No.
Oh. Hey, Tracy, do we go to the store on Monday or Tuesday this week?
Focus. Focus on your stitches, Mick.
Tuesday. We spend on Tuesday.
Thank you. It's hard to get a straight answer around here. And I am focusing, Patty. I can chain and think about other stuff.
I can't tell.
AA is canceled. AA is canceled.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Now I can take a nap. And I got a good James Patterson to read. See you later.
What did they say?
No AA. Not happening. Glennis, go lay down.
Mickey, here comes Queenie from her visit. Hey, Queenie, did you have a good visit?
Yes. No. My baby's calling that lady Mommy. She cried when I tried to hold her and wouldn't even sit on my lap. It was awful, Miss Patty. She hardly knows me.
She doesn't know you. How long has it been? A year or more? What did you expect?
Oh,
I'm just saying.
She'll be 5 when I get out. 5!
I know.
Man, I really screwed up when I hooked up with that Daryl freaking Hughes. But you couldn't have told me that back then. I thought the sun rose and set in his hazel eyes. My mama always told me not to trust a black man with light eyes. That son of a bitch has a record a mile long, and he just got off with probation. Put the whole case on me. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go lay down now.
Recreation movement is closed. Break movement is closed.
I got a nugget. Amanda and Trina went to the hole. Just this afternoon.
For what?
I don't know yet, but I'll get the scoop on the next smoke break. I bet it was over that Ray Ray thing, you know, from before. Or it could be because Amanda's putting money on Trina's books. Could be something about that. Amanda's from my area. Can't trust any of her people. Her older brother is the worst. Don't tell her I said that, because her people are mean as snakes, you know?
Act 3, Long Life and Life in Spurts.
Library, 5 minute library movement, library movement.
Amy, hurry up. They only let the first 10 in. I need a book bad, and I've been here so damn long that I've read all the good books at least once.
Girl, you only been here since September.
Longer. Can I get that phone after you, Bird?
Yeah. Listen, you guys. I heard she had butter stashed in a plastic glove and got busted right outside the chow hall. What an idiot. I keeps my butter in my bra.
You mean the bank, baby.
Yes. And her stupid girlfriend had the potatoes. They was both busted.
What did they say?
Library. Library. Or maybe library to you.
Hey, sis. I can't call her. Her man won't take collect calls. And I can't afford phone minutes right now. Not till state pay. Try to find out for me, please, sis. And tell her I love her. And I'm so sorry not to be there when she needs me the most. I'll call you tomorrow. Yeah. Thank you so much for taking my calls. I love you, sis. Bye. Patty, it's the diabetes. My sister says they're going to have to amputate my mom's leg.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, Tessa. How old is your mama?
She's not even 50 yet. And my sister's taking care of everything since I'm stuck in here and absolutely useless to Mom and the rest of the family.
Oh, honey. I know exactly how you feel.
My little brother's at Moberly for DUIs. My sister's the only one of us who's free to help Mom. What's Mama gonna do without her leg?
I'm afraid I'm gonna lose my leg. Look at this knot. Feel it. It's serious. That nurse's sick call just blew me off.
Said it was nothing.
Feel it. Go on. Feel it.
No.
Library movement is closed. Library movement is closed.
What? I missed it again? Ma'am, can't a girl pee around here without missing it? Ouch! Kiss my lame white ass!
They said it was in our housing unit for library. False alarm. But...
Which one of you triper hoes left all those noodles in the first sink? There's enough to be a family of five. If I catch that nasty hoe, clean up after yourself. Ain't no rich princesses up in here. Nasty.
That never gets old.
And somebody left that soap on sink three.
Amy!
Coming! I'll get it. I'll get it. Miss Patty, I cracked the case. Manda was calling Trina's trick behind her back and trying to get him to put money on her books, and Trina found out.
What?
He told her, of course. And so she confronted Manda in the law library. Tall Ashley on C-Wing said Linda at the library told her all about it.
Did they physically fight?
No, they yelled a lot, enough to get people's attention. You know how loud they are.
Be right back. Got to check my laundry.
Look at these booties and bonnet I made for my granddaughter. It took me forever. Hope she likes it.
Aww, oh, Faye, how cute.
She's gonna love it, Faye.
How much would you charge to make me booties?
I could make booties, too, if Patty will quit screwing around and teach me how.
Miss Patty, how many steps do you think it'll take to mail these out? I have four.
I bet it will take eight.
I have two I can spare.
I have a couple of stamps, too.
Thanks so much. You're lifesavers. Promise I'll pay you back on canteen day.
Miss Faye, did you get your answer back from the parole board yet? It's been a while since you saw them.
Yeah, got it Thursday. But I couldn't talk about it. Got a 5-year setback.
Wow. 5 whole years until you get another chance? Another hearing?
I'll be back here twice in that time.
Yeah, Mick. You are doing life on the installment plan. In my hearing, the parole board told me I was doing great. No conduct violations, took all the classes they wanted, a model inmate. They told me to keep up the good work. Then they slammed me with a 5-year setback. I haven't told my mom or kids yet. They had such high hopes for me. My mom is afraid that she won't live to see me come home. She's just hanging in there, so sick. But 5 more years? I don't know. My grandkids are growing fast. I don't know.
I am doing life on the installment plan. But the truth is, I do good in here. I need structure, I guess. In here, I am somebody. I get respect. Out there, I'm just another skanky drug whore. I'm not a crack hoe, because I'll do any kind of drugs. Inside, I'm not nobody. When they let me out, I have no place to go, no job skills, and I go back to the only life I know, the streets, stealing, shooting up. At least in here I have 3 hots and a cot, and all you crazy friends.
You're so right, Mickey.
We love you, Mick.
We really love you, Mick.
Extra duty, extra duty. If you have extra duty, come to the rotunda with your coat and your ID. Extra duty.
Oh my gosh, how embarrassing. I was walking back from Medline and the treatment girls were out in the ball court smoking when I heard, huh, huh, huh. So I hollered back, huh, 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 huh.
In solidarity.
No, I just wanted to show my support. So I did the huh, huh thing too. But then I realized the girl was having a seizure. Oh. So I was trying to get the officer's attention. I'm an idiot. Yes.
That's not embarrassing. I have got embarrassing. I was in high school trying unsuccessfully to be cool on the school bus. I'm talking country.
Yeah, I used to ride the bus over an hour in the boonies.
I rode like an hour each way. Wow. Well, the bus driver had to swerve to miss a deer or cow or something. Anyways, I slid off my seat and laid on this guy's gym bag. He had deer antlers in the bag, and they poked a hole you know where.
Had antlers on the bus proves that you lived in the country.
I told you. By the time I got to school, I was bleeding and everyone wanted to look. It's embarrassing.
Well,
I found a dead guy in a closet during a funeral and screamed to wake the dead.
What?
That was embarrassing. I was just a little kid.
What?
Dead man?
Oh, you gotta tell this story.
I thought I found a bathroom, but instead I found a mummy leaned in the corner with the broom staring at me. And I screamed bloody murder right in the middle of the service.
Get the funeral. What was he doing standing in the closet?
Right. That's where they stored him.
Tracy, you make it sound like it's perfectly normal to keep your mummy in the broom closet. Why did they have him?
I didn't know the story until a few years ago when my husband sent me an article about Deaf Bill, the mummy of Alton. Turns out he died in 1915, but no one ever claimed his body, and he dried out.
What? What, the closet?
I guess that's as good a place as any to store the town mummy.
Guess not.
What did they say?
Extra duty. That was ages ago. Clean out your ears, girl.
Need a Q-tip?
No.
Mickey, do you have kids?
Yeah.
What about them? Where are they?
They're all grown now. One's in federal. Not sure where right now. Maybe Leavenworth. Two are in Farmington. Armed robbery. My youngest is in juvie. But my girl is doing great. She's the only straight arrow in the bunch. And I can't take credit for it. My mom raised them all for real. I was rarely home. I wonder how Tiffany turned out the way that she did. She won't even look at any drug, street or prescription. Probably won't take a Tylenol Plus on a bet. Guess she set her mind to never turn out like her rotten mama.
I'm sorry. I sure hope my girls don't follow in my footsteps.
They will if you don't straighten up yourself and show them what's right. Her kids don't listen to what you say. They watch what you do. My boys saw me shooting up and spending big money when I was stealing. I guess they don't know anything else, because they never saw anything else.
Miss Patty.
Yeah?
What did Faye do to get here? She doesn't seem like she'd do anything bad.
Well, Faye and her husband had a volatile relationship.
What's volatile?
Yeah, what's that? Volatile means they had short fuses. Like dynamite. She was on antidepressants because of his abuse, and they both were drinkers. Drugs and alcohol, lethal. They had a big brawl, but that time he pulled a pistol, and somehow in the struggle, he was the one who ended up dead. It's really so awful for everyone. Both were regular people. Both worked at the Ford plant for years. The worst part is she really loved her husband.
Oh, man.
Wow. How long has she been locked up?
Over 20. I remember when she landed in county jail. A girl at the old prison met her there and told me about her case. And that was right around the great flood of 93.
If you don't mind me asking, Miss Patty, how long have you been locked up?
I caught this case in 84. 1984, not 1884.
That was before I was born.
Of course, Bird.
When do you get to go home?
I will get to see the parole board the first time in 2036, when I'm 86. But they may not let me go then, who knows? If they don't, I'll beat them down with my cane.
That's not funny. I want you to be able to go home to your kids and grandkids, now.
If only you were in charge, Bird. But I refuse to take the plea and I'm serving life without for 50 years. So I gotta serve 50 years before I can even talk to the parole board. Let that be a lesson. Don't trust a jury. If you're charged with a crime, people believe you're guilty. Mm. Bird, are these all the papers you have?
Hey, y'all, I'm fixing to call Tia. It's her birthday. Be ready.
Okay.
Miss Patty, I bet you've seen a whole lot of changes over the years.
Yeah, what was it like in the old days?
Rins was co-ed when I arrived. What? Both men and women.
Men? Yes. Nice.
What?
I bet that was wild.
Men? This would be a whole other kind of prison if we had some real men. Right. Yes.
Yeah. We had dances in the gym, and we didn't have uniforms. We wore regular clothes. I wore dresses and nice shoes to work.
What? Families brought in coolers of food and we on the business.
Unfreaking believable.
Can we go back to the good old days?
Yeah.
Now, I wish. Inmates did much less time than two. I remember girls serving regular life sentences who did around 10 years total. What do they want now for a baby life? 25, 28?
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
Things sure have changed.
Men. Real men.
Hello? Hello? Bookie Bear. Hey, guys, she's on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Okay.
Yes, I'd love to sing to you, Bobo. Everyone wants to sing to you, Tia.
You guys ready?
Come on, guys.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Your pictures.
Yeah,
that's the way they sing it in here. Are you having a good day, Bookie? What? Hello? Hello? Damn it! They cut off the phone and I'm out of minutes. It's her fourth birthday. I hate this freaking place. I hate it.
Should have budgeted and not wasted your minutes on that man.
Oh,
you know it's true.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
She's just saying.
She always just saying.
Listen up, girl.
What's up? I couldn't eat that chicken. I'm afraid of slop. Mickey, do you got a soup I can have? I'll pay you back, I promise. But not until stay paid.
Or never.
Right. I'm starving.
I got you, Nick. Lunch did suck. Don't die on me just yet. Hang on. I'm going to go get you a suit.
Line up for smoke break. Line up on your level. If you live upstairs, line up upstairs. Line up for smoke break. No stragglers. If you're not in lined up, you're not going to smoke.
Here, Nikki, it's a chicken.
Thanks, Patty. You're the best.
Yeah, the best easy touch.
Does anyone have some cheese I can borrow?
I do, Nikki.
Great. Thanks, Hazel. Does anyone have any pepperoni or sausage I can get?
Do you need someone to eat it for you, too?
Miss Patty, guess who's back? You'll never guess.
If I can't possibly guess, Amy, why are you asking?
Come on and guess. You'll never guess in a million years.
Martha Stewart.
No, I don't know her, do I?
Shut the front door. Have you been living under a rock all your stupid life? You've never heard of Martha freaking Stewart?
Nope.
She got a contraband violation and it was reported on CNN.
Did she work at Clothing Issue?
No, you fool. Martha Stewart is the most famous female prison of all time. That's all. She only did a hot minute, though, because she's rich. You know, money talks and bullshit walks.
What's they bust her on?
It was an egg. Guess she planned to whip up a souffle in her cell or something.
She came to prison for stealing eggs?
No, that was a contraband violation. Mick, what did she fall on?
Some kind of insider trading or some other kind of Wall Street crap.
What is that? An inside job?
No, it doesn't matter. It's called white collar crime, the kind rich, smart people commit. So you'll never have to worry about it.
You said everyone knows about her.
Hey, better let us smoke before it cease movement.
I want a damn cigarette. Hey, Miss Patty, if you have 2 sevens running wild, how much time will you serve?
Do we look like freaking parole officers to you?
What did your IPO tell you?
Not what I wanted to hear.
If they transfer me, I'll never see my mom and kids again.
When I was there, my grandma never visited. She couldn't afford the gas, and she lives clean across the state.
Hey, Nikki, did you see Brittany's in R&O?
Yeah, she left on Thursday and came back on Tuesday.
Damn.
I can't believe she puts up with that. Everybody on camp tells her how her boyfriend needs harm. She puts up with it like it ain't nothing.
Hey, Jessica, got a spare roll up. I'll pay you back. Miss Patty, what exercise is good for losing my belly?
Exercise restraint. Quit shoveling food into it.
I wasn't talking to you, Miss Know-It-All. This is an A and B conversation. See your way out of it.
Smart mouth, bitch. Ooh.
Act 4, brainstorming, and just plain storming.
What's going on up there? If you're in line and you have your ID, go smoke. No stragglers. Smoke break quietly.
I forgot to tell you, Marty McKenzie is back. Remember? She used to mess with Little Dog back on a technical, she says. Never thought I'd see her again. I'll tell you more later.
At least she's still alive. So many OD don't make it.
I can't say one word about Marty. This is my 7th tour of duty.
Wow. I'm never coming back. Ever.
Everybody says that. Mm-hmm. Nobody plans to come to prison. Trust me. Mm-hmm.
Mick, have you chained that 12 yet? What? I said 12, not 1,200. Rip it out.
Again?
Yes, 12. Just 12. You're making a pothole. Not a cozy for a Sherman tent.
I gotta go smoke.
Thought you quit.
I quit lots of times.
Wait! Don't let the door close! Wait!
Hey, Gladys, why are you always late?
Why would you say that? I'm not always late. Hey, don't let the door close! Wait! Hey!
Isn't it quiet when they leave? Nice. I love smoke breaks.
Yeah. A few precious minutes of peace.
Hey, while we have a minute, I've been thinking about that Pygmalion story in Ovid's book. Is it Ovid or Ovid?
Agnes says Ovid, Chris says Ovid. You pick.
Anyways, Pygmalion was a man who carved a statue of his perfect woman and fell in love with it. Did I read that right?
Yes, you did.
What if, for the play, we turned that story on its head, since we're women, and make Pygmalion a woman?
I like it. I think Pygmalion's a better girl's name anyway.
We can make the story more modern day.
Yeah, and funny. Like she could order a blow-up rubber man from a mail-order place.
Yes, and blow him up and fall in love with it, but he would be too perfect.
So he would have sexual innuendos, which are always funny, and conflict.
And a moral to the story. Nobody really wants a man who has no thoughts or ideas of his own.
Bird, you're a friggin' genius. I love it.
I see tail on A-Wing. I see tail on A-Wing.
So much for peace and quiet. We'll brainstorm more on this Pygmalion idea. You know, comedy is my favorite, and this will make a great one-act play. You're so creative. Let's get some ice while the smokers are coming back. Grab the cooler, Bird.
I'm right behind you.
Hello? Hello? Honey, I can barely hear you. Speak up.
Every time Tracy's on the phone, she's yelling.
And I need to use it, so she better get off.
Are you freaking kidding me? You're pregnant! I thought you were, you know, using protection. No, baby, I'm not mad. I'm just surprised. Do I know the daddy? No. I'm just not ready to be a grandma yet. Yeah, I was young. I was 14 when I had you, honey, but I just hope that you would do
Hey, there's a 15-minute limit!
Back off, Michelle! I'm conversating here!
Hey, bitch, there's a 15-minute limit. Who the hell do you think you're talking
to? Take that 15-minute limit and shove it up your big, fat ass! This is an important phone call, so get the f*** away from me! I'm not in the mood!
Come on, Michelle, it is not worth it.
Well, I'm not gonna let her talk to me any old kind of way.
I got the phone now, so back off, bitch! Don't make me take you to the hole. I ain't scared.
Ho, I ain't scared either.
Hey, ear hustling, Hazel. Go get yourself some business, you nosy snitch.
Snitch, bitch, snitch.
Crazy whore. Oh, nothing, Whitney. That was nothing. Yeah, baby, I'm back. I'm happy for you. A baby is always a blessing. It's just that
Ice detail on A-Wing.
That's why I'm taking Cosmo, Amy. I need to settle down and think of my future.
Yep.
I don't want to spend my life coming in and out of here. I need a skill, a way to make a living for me and my kids. I like messing with hair.
That one counselor in treatment told me that there won't be a change in my life unless I make a change.
That's deep. Real deep.
Yeah. Deep like I need my state boots on to get around and bullshit is deep.
Right.
Last call for ice.
They went already!
Hey, who's in the washer? That idiot on the bunk above me just spilled our whole soda all over my clean bed. Damn. Clumsy cow. Everything's sticky. And what an idiot, I gave her the soda!
Mickey, is it true that there was a cannibal here?
Well, that's what they said.
She ate people?
Oh. Didn't I just say that? They don't call them cannibals because they eat cantaloupe. She said black people taste like chicken and white people taste like cheese.
You're so full of shit.
We got ice now. Hey, Mick, rip it out, then chain 12. We can't go on until you chain 12 or close to 12.
I'm not cut out for this. My leg hurts really bad. I gotta go lay down.
Patty, did there used to be a cannibal here?
Well, that's what you told me, but who knows? Vicky was a character, but I never saw her chow down on anybody.
Ooh, wow.
It'd sure give you pause if she told you she was having some Chinese for dinner. Or a little Italian.
I heard that they pulled all of her teeth out so she wouldn't eat anybody.
Now that's a bunch of crap, prison lore. But as I recall, she only had one tooth in the front. We called it her cannibal.
What did she look like?
She's a cross between W.C. Fields and Elf.
Who's W.C. Fields?
Oh my God. You've never heard of W.C. Fields? You bother me, kid. No?
Nope.
I'm a fossil, a dinosaur.
Have I got this right? She killed people and ate them, and she paroled, and you can't?
Yep, she was smarter than me. She took the plea.
Patty, how do you spell interrogate?
I-N-T-E-R-R-O-G-A-T-E.
Jesus, slow down!
I-N-T-E-R-R-O, then G-A-T-E, gate.
Are you sure? Because that does not look right to me.
If you don't know how to spell it, then how do you know it doesn't look right?
Look it up. I have a dictionary in my room.
How can I find it if I can't spell it?
Right. She has a point.
Bird, honey, don't fret. I'll write a letter for you to sign. I've done it before. Hopefully they'll knock down your payments to something you can live with or defer the debt until you parole. It's going to be okay.
Thank you so much, Miss Patty. I just gotta see my girls when I get out. Marley is 7, a tomboy, just like me. Allison is prissy, a little princess all in pink. She's just 3 and tiny for her age.
My Carrie was little bitty for her age, too, and smart as a whip. She was just 10 when I had to leave her. She's over 40 now.
Ugh, I'm too young and beautiful to be a grandma yet.
My baby doesn't even know me.
I miss my girl so much, my heart hurts.
Fire drill! Fire drill!
Act 5. Fired up.
Fire drill! Fire drill!
I gotta grab my coat, Bert. It
should I leave the letters out? No, I better take them.
Come on, Bert. Scoop up those letters.
I hate this place. I bet they don't do this to the men.
At least now I'll get the scoop from Coco about why Jess got that violation at rec last night.
Is this a real fire drill? No freaking alarm. Did you hear an alarm?
Do not stop at the bathroom. Get out now. Fire drill.
Oh, no. Chris is in the shower.
Shut up. Get my gum shoes. Someone. Tessa. Anyone in 204. I can't go back to my room. Help.
Is it sleeting out there or snowing?
It's freezing out there.
I hope they don't check the washer. My state sheets are in there. I can't afford another violation.
Fire drill. Fire drill. Exit now.
Chris, get your button gear!
It is sleeting. Oh, this is cruel and unusual punishment.
It's not that unusual.
I still got shampoo on my hair and I'm all soaked up. Hate this! You could have grabbed my socks.
Hey, bitch, at least I got your boots.
fire drill. Quiet in the return of single file.
The lady take a nap around here? They're disrespecting us with the stupid fire drill on our day off. Oh, I hate this place!
Wait! Hey! Don't let that door close! Wait for me!
The Day Room Club. Copyright 2014 by Patty Pruitt, playwright. Special thanks to the staff of WERDCC, Warden Mesmer, Angelica Boyd and Tammy Kirk, Institutional Activities Coordinators, and Melissa Baskett, Recreation Supervisor, and Executive Producer of Reflective Media Productions. Audio production by Katie Lehman. With the following cast: Mickey, LaWanda Jackson. Patty was played by Patty Pruitt. Gossip Girl Amy, Amy Sherrill. Tessa was Tessa Van Vliera. Late Girl, Rachel Stoudy. Bird, Autumn Smith. Hazel, Emily Kirchhoff. Tracy was played by Laura Halsey. Faye, Yvonne Edmonds Childs. Mickey, Erica Nowden. Jessica was Anne Marie Patrick. Michelle was Michelle Hickman. And the loudspeaker was Lori Barnes.
You are listening to Jaws of Justice Radio on KKFI. My name is Jeff Humpfeld, and with me today is Jane Watkins. Jane is the daughter of Patty Pruitt, who wrote the play that you just heard, and also one of the longest-serving women in the Missouri Department of Corrections. Jane, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much, Jeff.
I guess one of the things we really want to talk about, because it is Christmas here in a few days, what it's been like over all these years to not have your mother around.
Yeah.
Your family and yourself.
It's been very hard. I was 16 when Mom left. I'm 50 now. So she has missed so much in our lives, from high school graduations to college graduations to weddings and births and cancer and loss of family members. Mom's now lost both of her parents and both of her brother and sister. So that's been so hard to not have her around for any of those things, all the funerals, all the everything, not to mention all the good things like Christmas and all the holidays and birthdays and all of that. We just always are wanting her with us and never getting to have her with us.
Well, after 30-something years here, you would think that the state would realize that she's not a threat to anyone. And
you
that
would think
not having her in the community is actually a detraction to the community.
Yes. She has always been a community builder when she was at home, and she stayed that way in her role in the prison. Also, she's helped so many women over the years, which is great, but it'd be great to have her out here with us and home with her family.
You know, and that is one of the things that the play pointed out, is that her role within the prison is one of, a teacher.
Yes.
Maybe the professor.
Yes. She's been a mentor to many, many women. She's helped many get their GEDs, decide to go to different programs, to different schools. She's been so active in the prison performing arts program, which has been great for her to be able to write and act and to interact with other women. It's pretty amazing.
Well, as in all of these situations where you have a loved one behind bars, you do get to visit and stuff. So
we do. We get to call. We get to hear from her on the phone often. We get to visit. We get to go see her in her plays and all of those things. So that's always great.
So you've taken, of course, your children as they were growing up, and then now grandchildren as they're starting to grow up.
My sisters go to the 4-H visit monthly with their children, so Mom gets to be around that section of grandkids every month, which is really great.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. And they get to know all of those kids, because it's really the only way that they have much interaction with her is in the visiting room. Yeah. So we are asking the governor to grant clemency, and traditionally clemencies are granted during the holiday season or at the end of their term, which we're not at the end of his term yet, but we are certainly in the holiday season, and we've been really trying to garner some support for that, is get as many phone calls and emails and let the governor know that we support him granting clemency, which would commute mom's sentence from life with no parole for 50 years to where she would be eligible for parole or could be time served.
And we're going to give that telephone number to the governor's office and tell you some more about where you can find more information about Patty's case. And that is on the Jaws of Justice page on the KKFI website. That's kkfi.org. Hopefully you have your pens and pencils ready now. The Governor Michael Parson's office is 573-751-3222. And that's 573-751-3222. If you are able to send a fax, that number is 573-751-1495. And there is an email page. If you go to governor.missouri.gov/contact-us. That's governor.mo.gov/contact-us. There's also on our page on the KKFI website, there are a number of other links to Patty's Facebook page, the website, and also information on the Prison Performing Arts Organization. Really a great organization doing a lot of good work. We also have a link to something else, which a show that we broadcast earlier this year called Count Time, and it's a one-woman play that tells Patty's story, and it's very moving. It's very detailed as well. So if you want to listen to her story, you can go to our KKFI website and to the page for this particular broadcast and find the link to that one. We are getting close to the end, but I'm going to give you one last word, and then we're going to let Patty take us out.
Okay. I would say I'm feeling like mom is 70 years old now and not aging gracefully in prison. And my greatest fear is that she will die in there if she is not granted clemency. She will not make it to 86 when she would be eligible for parole. We really need the governor to act so we can get her home and get her taken care of.
Thank you, Jane, very much.
Thank you,
and
Jeff.
We're going to play Patty's plea to the governor.
Dear Governor Parson, I've never seen a governor in person, but you're the eighth of whom I've mercy begged. If I met you, I'd answer all questions about my husband's murder, which I did not commit, but I ache to tell you our children's tale. 5 happy country kids, only 6 through 14, when our world shattered. Segregated from familiar faces, interrogated as criminals, abandoned by their father's family, orphaned, victimized for over 34 years. My parents dropped their lives to raise them up on the family farm, swaddled in love and security. All but one grew into incredible human beings. That one left us much too soon. Pardon me, sir, and free us from the shackles of injustice. You will be the hero of our story. Sincerely, Patty Pruitt.
Mm-hmm.
sitting here in my problem. What am I gonna do now? Am I gonna make it? Some way, somehow. Well, maybe I'm not supposed to know.
We hope you enjoyed today's show and that we leave you with something to think about, something to talk to your neighbors about, and a reason to get involved. As always, the opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests of Jaws of Justice Radio, not of KKFI, the Midcoast Radio Project Incorporated, its staff, or volunteers. You can find our calendar of events and a link to our show on the Jaws of Justice Radio Facebook page. You can always listen to us live and find our podcasts on the KKFI website, kkfi.org. If you have a show idea or want to help produce the show, email us at jawsofjusticeradio@yahoo.com. This is Jamie reminding you our outro music is Better Man from the Playing for Change CD. Please tune in for the rest of our 9 a.m. weekday lineup with Law and Disorder on Tuesday, Alternative Radio on Wednesday, Cowtown Conversations on Thursday, and Between the Lines at 9 a.m., followed by Bioneers at 9:30 a.m. on Fridays. Up next is Monday Morning Medicine Show with Dr. Mike, and at noon, Arts Magazine with Michael Hoag. Stick around for Jazz and Blues in the afternoon and Eco Radio KC at 6 p.m. Then round out your day south of the border with Fiesta Musical, Compartiendo Familia, and Compartiendo en Noche.